Justice Breyer has the opinion of the court in case 175639, Chavez-Meza versus United States.
A federal court convicted the petitioner, Dr. Chavez-Meza, of a drug trafficking crime. He used the sentencing guidelines, and the applicable range was 135 to 168 months, and the judge sentenced him to 135 months, which was near the bottom of the range. Then later, the Sentencing Commission reduced the range down to 108 to 135. And the petitioner asked for a reduced sentence. The judge said yes, and he lowered the sentence to 114 months. But the petitioner thought he should get a still lower sentence, namely down to 108, which would have been the bottom of the new range. On appeal, the prisoner said, well, the judge didn't give enough reasons. He didn't explain why I wasn't down at the bottom of the new range. And we here review whether he gave enough reasons. Under federal law, when a judge is first imposing a sentence, that judge has to give a statement of the reasons as to why she chose a particular point in the guideline. But in an earlier, rather analogous case called Rita versus the United States, we explained that, quote, the appropriateness of brevity or length, the consciousness of the detail, when to write, what to say, depends on the circumstances. Sometimes a single word is enough, like granted or denied. The law leaves much in this respect to the judge's own professional judgment. Now, the government says, we agree, judges do normally have to give their reasons, but when judges are considering reductions, it says, for reasons in the statute, that they don't have to give no explanation at all. But we'll assume for the sake of argument that normally you do have to give some explanation. And that does apply when a judge considers a sentence modification as when he's imposing the original sentence. He has to give enough so that the reviewing court is satisfied the sentencing judge had a legitimate, reasoned basis for his decision. But we think that requirement was met. At the petitioner's original sentencing hearing, the judge acknowledged that the sentence was high. But he said the high sentence was appropriate because of the large quantity of drugs involved and the particular type of drug, methamphetamine, which had a destructive impact on families and communities. The same judge resentenced the petitioner, and we don't have any reason to think the judge's views had changed in the interim. The judge certified by checking a box on the order form that he had considered the petitioner's motion, the relevant sentencing factors, and the relevant policy statements. Given the simplicity of the case, and in the light of the precedent, we conclude that the judge did not require the judge to say more than he said. In reaching this conclusion, we reject the petitioner's argument that the judges must say more when the reduced sentence was not proportionate to the old. We are not aware of that legal requirement or anything like it. And given the logarithmic nature of the guidelines, we think that many judges in many contexts would be hard pressed to know just what disproportionate means, or maybe, like me, what logarithmic means. Our holding then is simply that the brief explanation evident from the record as a whole was sufficient here. And we affirm the Court of Appeals' similar conclusion. Justice Kennedy has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justices Sotomayor and Kagan have joined. Justice Gorsuch took no part in the consideration or decision of the case.